One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi, everyone. I'm Owen. What I'm about to tell you happened when I was in the eighth grade. It was a really difficult year. I'm sure you'll be shocked and a little freaked out when you hear my story, because it sounds like something straight out of a horror movie, but there's nothing to be afraid of. At the end of the video, you'll see that there's a rational explanation for all the supernatural stuff that I went through. But first, a little reminder. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this channel now. This way, you'll be the first to know when we upload new videos. And please don't forget to like the video if you find my story interesting. When I was in junior high, two things really bothered me: my height and my voice. My friends sounded older since most of them had started puberty, but I still sounded like a little kid. I would check my voice first thing in the morning when I woke up, and each time I'd be bummed out that it hadn't changed. It seems funny now how upset I was about something like this, but I was really hung up on it at that time. I was also really upset that I wasn't getting taller fast enough. I was one of the shortest kids in my grade. My friends had suddenly shot up. I knew I couldn't make my voice any deeper, but I thought I should be able to do something about my height. I Googled, how can I make myself grow taller? I clicked on every single link that came up. Playing sports, especially basketball, was a common recommendation. I saved my allowance to buy a basketball hoop and a ball. Normally, I'm pretty lazy when it comes to sports, but this time I was really motivated. I really wanted to grow taller. I was going to do whatever I could to become as tall as my friends so they'd stop looking down on me. After coming home from school, I would change my clothes and play basketball for hours. At the time, the only sign that I had started puberty was a huge increase in my appetite. No matter how much I ate, I still felt hungry. It was as if I had a deep hole inside me and I was trying to fill it. My family also noticed my insatiable hunger. I was the first to sit down at the dinner table and the last to get up. After dinner, I would go to the kitchen every 10 minutes to look for a snack. When I started overeating, my mom began to hide food from me. I found out about it later. One day when I came home, I noticed the house was smelling like cake. I got really excited and ran to the kitchen. I asked my mom, "Did you bake a cake? It smells amazing." My mom said, "No, I didn't bake anything. The smell must be coming from the neighbors." I believed her because my mom had never lied to me about stuff like this. That whole day, the smell kept driving me crazy. It was all I could think about. At night, after everyone had gone to bed, I decided to check where it was coming from. Do you know where I found the cake? Inside the laundry machine. I was thrilled like a pirate who'd just found the treasure. I kept eating piece after piece until I finished the whole cake. When my mom saw it the next morning, she was pretty angry. It turned out that her friends were coming over. She made the cake for them. She wasn't able to save it from me, even though she hid it really well.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When my dad found out, he said mockingly, "One person can't eat so much cake by himself. There's definitely one more person inside you. Let's give him a name. How about Ian?" This Ian joke went on for a long time. At dinner, when I would ask my mom, "Can I get one more plate of this?" my dad would say, "Owen is full. Now it's Ian's turn. He needs to eat too." Even though it bugged me a little at first, I got used to it eventually. I began to ask my mom, is there enough left for Ian when I wanted more food? One night, I woke up soaked in sweat. I'd had the scariest dream. This hand was coming out of my mouth as I was eating. It was holding a fork saying, me too, in a raspy voice. It was the first time I'd dreamt of Ian, the person who lived inside me. I was so relieved when I realized it had only been a dream, but the next night, Ian was in my dream again. This time, he was trying to push his head through my mouth. At the same time, he was screaming, give me food, in that weird voice of his. I woke up gasping for air. The next morning, when I talked about my dream, my dad said, it sounds like you can't feed Ian enough. He's coming for you in your dreams, and laughed. The following night, I saw Ian yet again, but this time it wasn't a dream. Yes, I saw Ian in real life. After I brushed my teeth, I felt something in my mouth. I looked in the mirror. I saw a pair of eyes looking out. You heard that right. I said a pair of eyes. Ian was looking at me from inside my mouth. You have no idea how scared I was. I couldn't run and tell my parents about it because it was ridiculous. I was so scared, I couldn't fall asleep for a long time. Finally, I convinced myself that I had dreamt it. That's how I calmed down and was able to fall asleep. Unfortunately, I started seeing Ian even more frequently after that. Sometimes I'd hear his voice too. He was constantly asking for food. When I'd wake up in the morning, I would check inside my mouth with my phone's camera to see if he was still there. And when I'd see those scary eyes, I would immediately close my mouth. Now, I was sure Ian was real and he lived inside me. I knew my parents would think I was crazy, but I decided to talk to them anyway. When I told them what was happening, at first, they laughed. But when they realized this was no joke and I was dead serious, they panicked. My dad said, that can't be happening. I made a silly joke, and it went on for too long. It's all my fault. Let's not talk about this ever again, he said. To convince them, I said, look inside me. You will see Ian for yourself, and opened my mouth. My mom said, Owen, I'm getting worried. Please don't talk like this. When I insisted, she had to take a look. But she didn't see anything. Unfortunately, I was the only one who could see Ian. The next day, we were in the waiting room in a hospital. Without wasting any time, my dad got an appointment with a psychiatrist, that is, a mental health doctor. The doctor asked me many questions. He didn't comment on whether what I was seeing was real or imaginary. He just kept nodding and taking notes. I later found out that the doctor told my parents, Owen is, of course, hallucinating. However, apart from the hallucination, he doesn't have any other symptoms of a specific mental disorder. Mm-hmm. There must be another reason for this. We can't start treatment before we identify what that is. And he asked us to come back in 3 days after he had done some research. Nothing changed in my life in those 3 days. I kept seeing Ian inside my mouth. He was asking for food all the time. I was eating huge amounts of food to satisfy him. I had begun to eat enough for 3 or 4 people. Perhaps there were other people inside me in addition to Ian. When we went to the psychiatrist again, there was another doctor with him. That doctor's specialty was neurology. That means he treats diseases of the brain and the nervous system. He examined me as well. He made me tell him my story. Did you recently get hit in the head? He asked. After the examination, they put me inside a huge machine and scanned my brain. We'd get the results the next day. They wanted us to be at the hospital early in the morning. The next day when we arrived, we saw that there was another doctor in the room alongside the psychiatrist and the neurologist. His specialty was disorders of the stomach and the digestive system. He examined me like the others had done. Then he wanted to run some lab tests on me. You're curious about what happened, right? When you find out what my issue was, you'll realize it had something to do with all three doctors. Let me tell you what it is before I drive you crazy. Guys, I had a 20-foot-long tapeworm living in my intestines. Tapeworm is a parasitic animal that lives in the small intestine. These worm-like creatures feed on everything that we eat. This was the reason I was eating so much. Because I was sharing everything I ate with these worms, I was always hungry. So is Ian, the person who lives inside me, real? Of course not. The worms laid eggs inside my intestines, and some of those eggs went up to my brain. When the eggs hatched, the larva, or the baby tapeworm, were released. I began seeing hallucinations because of the larva in my brain. My brain turned my dad's Ian joke into a character and began projecting that to me as if it was real. I'm so lucky I got cured thanks to these three doctors. The tapeworms in my intestines were the specialty of the digestive system specialist, the larva going to my brain the specialty of the neurologist, and my hallucinating the specialty of the psychiatrist. The worms in my intestines and the larva in my brain were surgically removed. I don't have any health problems anymore. I found out that eating raw or rare meat is how tapeworms enter the body. I probably got it from rare meat. My dad often makes barbecue in our backyard. I always eat the meat rare because it's more tender. Apparently, once, when the meat was really rare, the tapeworm eggs must have entered my body. After this, I will be much more careful. By the way, for those who are wondering, I did get taller. As you can hear, I also don't sound like a kid anymore, and I don't eat as much as I used to. Now, it sounds really funny that I believed there was a person living inside me. The brain is an extraordinary organ, extraordinary enough to show you something that doesn't exist. If someone else was telling me all this, I might not have believed them, but it's all true because I lived through it. Thank you for listening to my story. If you liked it, please don't forget to hit the like button. See you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi guys, I'm Tiffany. I didn't have any allergies until I was 16. But last year, I developed an illness called cold urticaria, or cold allergy. When I say cold, I don't just mean cold weather during winter. I'm allergic to all types of cold, including ice cream. I even have to sleep while wearing socks on hot summer nights. I'm pretty sure you'll be shocked to hear of all the things I've been through. My dad has been working for the same company for 12 years. He'd been in the same position for years, so he wasn't happy. Last summer, he finally got the promotion he'd been waiting for. He decided to take us to a beach resort to celebrate. We hadn't been on a beach holiday for a long time, so we were really excited. We got on the road early on a Saturday. It was really hot, so we had the car's AC on the whole way. When we got to the resort, I noticed there were red spots all over my body. They were itchy, too. I didn't care because I was in such a good mood. We didn't know it back then, but it was because of the AC. We came down to the lobby after leaving our stuff in the room. My dad said he had to send a few emails for work. My mom and I went to the seaside. The beach was absolutely amazing. There was a pier that stretched out into the sea. Everyone was diving into the sea from it. After sunbathing for a while, I wanted to go for a swim. My mom said, "I'm going to stay here a little longer. You go ahead. I'll catch up later." I was happy because that meant I could dive from the pier. My mom would have never allowed it. I did it just as I had imagined. I ran down the pier and then made a perfect dive. In the water, I felt like 1,000 needles were prickling my skin. I didn't understand what was happening. So I thought, did my feet touch a sea urchin? I had to come back up to the surface. I realized it wasn't just my feet, but my whole body that was in pain. I said to myself, I must have touched some jellyfish. They sting like this. I didn't see any jellyfish around, but I couldn't think of any other reason. I no longer felt good, so I came out of the water. When my mom saw me, she jumped in panic. "Tiffany, what happened to you?" I didn't realize that my entire body, including my face, was covered in red blisters. Everything was itchy, too. When I said, "I got stung by a jellyfish, it really hurts," my mom said, "Let's go to the room and put some lotion on." I didn't want to, but I said okay. We later learned that my body had an allergic reaction to the cold water. At the time, we didn't know that one could be allergic to the cold, so we didn't imagine that that was the reason. I keep saying allergy, but many of you might not know what this illness is really about. Don't bother Googling it, I'll tell you what it is. Allergy means the immune system has extreme sensitivity to something. But this is, in fact, a false alarm. The immune system isn't supposed to react, yet it activates its defense mechanisms unnecessarily for unknown reasons. Allergy is a widespread illness. Some people are allergic to dust, others to peanuts. Some people's immune systems react to cat fur, while others to bee stings. I am allergic to the cold. My immune system activates its defenses and starts giving a variety of reactions when faced with cold. These reactions are usually redness, itchiness, swelling, and blisters on the skin. It would be fine if it stopped there. However, it can be really dangerous too. And unfortunately, I had a very bad experience. It was a week after the resort incident. I met up with my friend Leah. She had wanted to get a tattoo for a long time. We visited all the tattoo parlors around, but she wasn't happy with any of them. We were sweaty from the heat, so we stopped by an ice cream shop on our way. They had the AC on, so it was cool inside. We decided to eat the ice cream inside and got a table. After we got our ice cream, we were chatting and eating at the same time. After a short time, I felt a tingling and then an intense burning in my throat. I stopped and tried to understand what was happening. Leah realized that something was up. "Tiffany, are you okay?" she asked. All of a sudden, I wasn't able to breathe. I felt like there was something in my throat and it was blocking the air from coming in. I held my neck with both hands. I opened my mouth really wide to breathe, but no oxygen was passing through. The last thing I remember before I passed out was Leah screaming, "Something happened to my friend! Please call an ambulance! Please hurry!" I was at the hospital when I opened my eyes. My mom, my dad, Leah, and a doctor were there. Everybody was happy to see that I was recovering. "What happened to me?" I asked. The doctor smiled. "You said you couldn't breathe, but everything looks normal. I think you had a panic attack, so the reasons for this must be psychological. Get some rest. You'll be fine tomorrow," he said. My parents and I weren't satisfied with the panic attack explanation. On our way home, we decided to visit another doctor to get a second opinion.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
We went to a really famous doctor. He did a comprehensive examination. He listened to me carefully as I told him what happened. Finally, he said, "I don't think this is a panic attack." He did a bunch of tests afterwards, but he wasn't able to give a diagnosis because all the test results came back normal. One day, when I was at the supermarket with my mom, she said, "Can you get some frozen peas? I'll grab some milk and eggs. I'll meet you by the cashier." I went to the frozen food aisle. I opened the huge fridge. It was really cold. I looked for peas for like 15 to 20 seconds. I grabbed a pack once I found them. Then I closed the door of the fridge. That's when I started itching. I had red spots all over my arms. I took out my phone and looked at my face. It was also covered in red spots. I realized what was happening. I ran to my mom. She was shocked to see me that way. I teared up and said, "Mom, my problem is the cold. Cold stuff does this to me," and started crying. Yes, I had diagnosed myself. We immediately went to a dermatologist. He agreed with me when he heard my story. Mm-hmm. This is called cold urticaria. It's also known as cold allergy. It's very rare. I've only seen 3 cases so far. You're the 4th. But I need to do a test to make a definite diagnosis, he said. The doctor gave a small ice cube to my mom and said, "Put this on Tiffany's arm for a few seconds." My mom did as the doctor said. It felt prickly where she put the ice. Ice does normally hurt, but this was really painful. Afterwards, my arm swelled up and had red spots. It was itching really badly, too. The doctor said, "You can remove the ice. Unfortunately, this is the worst case of cold allergy I've seen so far." So it was official that I had a cold allergy. Honestly, the diagnosis didn't make much of a difference in my life. Because there is only one cure for this allergy, staying away from cold weather and cold things. You can take allergy medicine, but like with most allergies, it's not very effective. You know that I had problems during the summer, so imagine how it would be in winter. Last winter was so difficult. My mom drove me to and from school. She would heat up the car before I came out of the house. I spent very little time outside, but I still had to wear really thick clothes. I looked like an astronaut. I had a hat that covered my whole face, a really tight scarf, a really long jacket that was filled with goose feathers, thermal tights, a really thick pair of pants, and thermal gloves that you'd usually wear when skiing. Even with all these precautions, I still had 3 or 4 incidents throughout the season. One of them was actually really funny. Guess where the allergy got me? In the bathroom! The toilet seat was cold. I sat on it in the morning without checking. The result was a disaster. My backside was completely red. Thankfully, I didn't get blisters, but I couldn't go to school because of the itching. Will I be like this for the rest of my life? Thankfully, no. This allergy is usually seen in women between the ages of 15 and 30. It usually lasts 5 to 10 years and then disappears. So one day you wake up with a cold allergy. You live with this condition that affects your whole life for years. And then, just like that, it disappears. It's really weird. You can get more information about this allergy if you search on Google. If you think that you might have the allergy, you can do the ice test. But the best thing is to see a doctor. The illness doesn't have a cure, but it requires the support of an expert. Thanks for listening to me. If you like stories like this, I suggest you subscribe to the channel. Bye!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.